Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside. Happy Thursday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, on a very rainy Thursday night, here from the TireRack.com studios, we have so much football to get to. We got offensive coordinator. I don't think there's any, outside of the teams that are still in the playoffs, Mike Harmon, none of the other teams, none of the other 24 teams in the play that are not in the playoffs have an active offensive or defensive coordinator. They've all been fired at this point. Nobody. There's 24 openings on each side of the ball.
It is kind of interesting because it always goes back to the same principle you and I have been talking about for as long as we've been doing this show. Something I have banged the drum on as hard as I possibly can. Very rarely do we call for coaches to get fired, right? Head coaches, coordinators, all the way on down the line. And when we do, there's usually a preponderance of evidence to say you can't get this done. And sometimes the team disagrees with you, Brandon Staley. But you have the coordinator position, which I think is the same mechanism, because now you have to go into the marketplace and say, who are we getting that's better than this guy? We've made the decision to fire him. Oh, yes, so have 9 other teams. Well, so what are we going to play, musical chairs?
This is one of those things. that, you know, we run into as parents all the time. Okay, I'd love to be able to solve this issue forever. But sometimes you just have to solve issues for right now and then worry about the big future in a few days. It happens that way. So what a head coach is. Boy, we really underachieved this year. I want to keep this job, so I'm going to throw my OC under the bus, or I'm going to throw my DC under the bus and say, it was your fault. Hey, GM. Hey, Mr. Owner. This wasn't me. Yeah, our defense. I think he needs to go. I will, you know, and I will let him go if you need me to let him go. Okay, yeah, I'll let him go.
Will this save my job if I can somehow explain how the communication between he and the players failed, and it wasn't my fault? I mean, I delegated like I was supposed to. You said, put that guy in charge of the offense, and look what he gave you. I mean, look, he only gave you 18 points a game. I mean, what do you want from me?
It's all his fault. But aren't you?
I'm running the whole operation here.
Yeah, but I wasn't really that involved. I kind of trusted him to do his own thing. I was with the side of the ball that was good. So I want to let you know that's where I concentrated.
You know, I have a defensive background, and we came on strong in the second half.
Yeah,
so
listen,
leave me alone.
Yeah, I really, you know, the second half when you saw the improvement, I was really more involved with the team then. So, I mean, really, that's on me. The other side, I mean, I don't even know if I talked to our offensive coordinator the last 6 weeks of the season. I don't even know, man.
Here's the printout of how I used my key card and which rooms I was in. You could see that I showed up in more defensive meetings, and look at what happened on that side of the ball.
Oh, man. Today, Byron Leftwich fired as OC by the Bucks. Greg Roman resigning as offensive coordinator of the Ravens when it was clear the Ravens said, hey, we got to go another direction. The
Mutual.
Vikings Mutual. firing Ed Donatell as their defensive coordinator.
Shocker.
The Dolphins fired defensive coordinator Josh Boyer after they get knocked out of the playoffs. Listen, hey, all of you guys, you're all going to fall on the sword for me, right? This you know, it reminds me of, remember the movie Dave, when Kevin Kline was the lookalike for the president, and when he's really the president, he's in the room with all his chief of staff and everybody, and he sits there and says, listen, I don't want to look like a jerk. I want you guys to look like jerks to the public. Right? That's kind of how I feel. Listen,
no, that's right.
I'm not going to get fired for this. I want you guys to get fired for this. So that's what we're going to do. So today was like Black Thursday, like all the OC and D. I mean, we had like six openings today. Hey, I got a job. It happened today.
Yeah, an amazing week overall. Glad to have you back, by the way. We missed you the last couple of nights. All sorts of storylines, Nick losses, and whatever else that we could have discussed that we just kind of made mention of.
Yeah, but I was at Disneyland, so I won. I was so excited.
No, I was really happy for you. I mean, you did complain about the food as we were conversing about it. It just means you didn't work hard enough, because there's opportunities for greatness.
But the rest of the time was okay, because, you know, Steve Cohen bought Disneyland, and it actually was a Mets fans day there, so actually it was great.
Oh,
it was, you know, everything else there. But yeah, no, the food could have been a little bit better.
Well, you know what we wanted to do? We were going to call security and say, can you find the guy in the Syracuse or Mets sweatshirt? We're not sure which. And whichever combination it would be a Syracuse sweatshirt and a Mets hat, sweatshirt and a Syracuse hat.
Let me tell you, let me be honest with you. It was a Syracuse sweatshirt. It was orange. You couldn't miss me. All right. You couldn't miss me. It was a Syracuse sweatshirt and a Syracuse hat. I don't mix Syracuse and Mets. If you go with one team, you can't go with a different team.
Nah,
like, you gotta look like a coach. You gotta look like, oh yeah, I'm working for
this. Yo, be honest. How many kids online called you Kool-Aid?
Oh yeah. Yeah, like I said, orange is a tough color to pull off. I wish my team's colors weren't orange, but they are. So there's not a lot I could do about
it. No, I mean, that's just it. You own it, and you go in. How many? We were trying to figure out how many people in line just said, this guy doesn't shut up. Let's move to another ride. The hell does he keep talking about the Mets and free agency for?
No. I like seeing it, because everybody, like, when they go to Disneyland, they all like to wear, I'm going to wear my best, you know, sweatshirt or my best team hat or something like that. So I always like just seeing somebody in line and go, like we were in a 49ers cap going, hey, you beat the Cowboys this week? Oh, yeah, I think so. I said, yeah, that stinks. Brock Purdy got hurt. What? No, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. Brock Purdy's fine. I'm just kidding. Oh, don't do that to me, man. Don't do that to me. No, I kind of like doing that. That's kind of fun.
Good. Yeah. No, well, you know, you got to commiserate with folks.
Yeah.
And then slyly slip in what you do for a living and evangelize. We're trying to expand the show,
McDonald's
Smith.
For a living.
I have McDonald's right now. Oh,
that's
awesome.
Why you do it for a living.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't do it for, well, boy, wait,
you
wait,
eat
wait.
McDonald's
wait,
for a
wait,
living.
Wait, Frostburg. Tell me the truth now.
Tell me you don't do that for a living.
If you can make this happen, can you get me to get paid to eat McDonald's every day? Can I make money on eating McDonald's every day?
No, there's a reason they have billions served.
Right, but I mean,
I pay them to eat burgers.
But I'm a walking billboard for them. Well, this guy likes McDonald's.
Yeah, how we haven't figured out how to latch into that to where, you know, we're doing some sort of tagline bit with them for the amount you consume. I mean, maybe it's just because you do it for free. By
espousing it's not for free.
I pay for the food.
No. I'm saying instead of, you know, helping to line my pocket that you're doing it, you know, you're paying for it. And I got no chance of getting anything if you're going to keep, you know, talking about how great it is without them putting dollars in your pocket.
Hey, listen, don't you know who I am? I'm Jason Smith. Oh, you're that guy. Yeah, listen, here's what I want. All right. I want a free Big Mac. And I want two free Big Macs, in fact. I want both of those. I want a Diet Coke. Wait, Diet Coke? Yeah, shut up, okay? It's less sugar. And I want three chocolate chip cookies. And I want that every half hour
sugar.
I show up here.
Hey, give me three chocolate chip cookies.
I once had a guy laugh at me at a restaurant, and I gave him a really low tip, because he said, what would you like? And I said, all right, I'll have a steak. Okay, what do you want? Medium rare? What loaded baked potato? All right, and what do you want to drink? I said, Diet Coke. And he went, diet? And I'm like... And everybody at the table laughed. I was like, you just lost your tip. Yeah, you just lost your tip.
Really?
Yeah.
That guy probably couldn't even get home.
Yeah. See, whatever. So you want to laugh at me? I said, yes. I said, it's better
than his car.
It's better than
you always threaten to key people's cars.
I did. No, I threatened to key a couple people's cars last night. It was fun. I kind of like doing that now.
Well, you were back at Disney last night, too?
Yeah. Well, we did the whole couple of day thing, so it was really cool.
You know, Mickey and Minnie really don't have cars, though.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Would you threaten to key his car?
How about, hey, Pluto, how about I key that wagon you ride in all the time?
Yeah, I told the kids I was going to do the I was going to do the multi-day thing without them, and they were like, "You're a jerk."
Wow. So. Yeah, I would never threaten to go to Disneyland without my kids.
No,
but
you know
that's
what?
You.
Every once in a while, you know, you want some. Everybody needs a little time away.
Listen, Dad needs his alone time. So you going to a bar and watch a game? No, I'm going to Disneyland so I can stand in line all day. Yay,
damn,
it's
right.
The happiest place
line
on Earth.
Ride while I eat snacks and taunt the kids around because their parents won't buy it for them.
Keying
that's
Pluto's
what I'm going to do.
Great, Mike.
Just right on the top. I'm keying that crate, Pluto. He's keying that crate.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, you know what? Maybe after this I get an interview to be an OC or a DC with one of the NFL teams. And maybe you guys will have somebody else to kick around here. And I get one of those jobs and suddenly I'm there with a hat and a pen behind my ear. And maybe I'm growing a beard and I'm wearing some kind of headset and I'm yelling into it for players to do stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, wearing nice, cool team gear. And I'm an OC.
Hey, Jason, if you were my OC, I'd tell you to go blank yourself. And you suck.
That has been done before. There has precedent has been set.
Oh boy!
But it comes down to, you know, back to the task at hand with the number of openings here. You always got to have a fall guy when things go awry. And as much as we love the silly season as it's become, both for player trades, movement, and all that fun stuff, rumor, conjecture, speculation. We'll do some of it tonight. We've now got the microwave society when it comes to coaching. You know, we used to have you get a long run up. All right, now you're not getting it done. Beat it. But how many coaches are now 1 or 2 years? Hell, Kingsbury got the extension and then got run out of town immediately.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to pay you. And then you're gone. Wait, this means
I'm in Thailand.
Yeah. Well, but is
I'm
he really in Thailand?
For pirate's booty.
Yeah. Did you see that
or
story?
Other booty.
Did you see that story yesterday that the one person, I don't know who it was, said it's impossible to buy a one-way ticket to Thailand and Cliff Kingsbury's lying about where he is or that he bought a one-way ticket to Thailand because you can't do that apparently?
Well, maybe it's open-ended. So we only had one date on it.
I felt like that was like the Seinfeld storyline. You can't buy a house in Tuscany. What do you mean you can't buy a house in Tuscany?
Hey, I found one.
You can't, can't buy a one-way ticket to Thailand. I'm going to put you on a... That's going to be the big line now. Someone gets fired as head coach is going to be... That guy's going to get a one-way ticket to Thailand.
Well, like, yeah,
that's
it's no longer your fire left on the tarmac.
Yeah,
that one's
no.
Old. Yeah.
One-way ticket to Thailand is you want a coach getting fired. That guy's on a one-way ticket to Thailand after the season. Sorry, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert on that.
Yeah, lots of coordinator openings. So can't wait to see the rumor mill that starts flying here. This guy's never coached above, a little bit of special teams coordination. Just promote him. We need to fill the spot.
We have all kinds of NFL, talk about rumor, conjecture, speculation. What is next now for Lamar Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
What is next now for Tom Brady after their teams and maybe former teams made those big moves? Yes, what Jets coach was told to go blank himself by one of his star players earlier this year? What NFL team was excited when their quarterback got replaced midseason? Here's a hint. It was the Jets.
Multiple stories involving the Jets. Look what happens just for you tonight. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy. We got
all positives.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it goes, buddy. Tonight's show is brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. So coming up next, well, Lamar Jackson is going to be a Raven, unless he's not.
200%.
Oh, wait till we tell you the craziness surrounding everybody's favorite quarterback they want to get in the offseason. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live as always from the TireRack.com studios here at Fox Sports Radio. Phone number is 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. A big night in the NBA. Give you an update right here. We're having an NBA Finals rematch, and look, both teams are having different paths to the season. The Warriors are just trying to stay afloat. The Celtics are gunning for the number one seed in the East, and it went to overtime, and it was a huge deal. Jason Tatum, 34 points, 19 rebounds. Celtics beat the Warriors 121-118. Steph had 29. Klay Thompson had 24. Here's why. Hey, people say, why are the Warriors so bad? Why are they struggling so much? Golden State played three guys off the bench tonight. It was like it was like watching Syracuse and Boeheim, who only goes like three deep on his bench. They went three deep off their bench, right? You had some guys that were DNP CDs, including Wiseman. You go three. You're playing three guys off your bench, and they totaled 10 points. Your bench was responsible for 10 points, and you're going to struggle. You wonder, why aren't the Warriors any good? But it's still Clay and Steph, and, you know, Jordan Poole has been playing a lot better lately. Yes, he has, but to be a championship team, you need those support players to do something, and they just don't have that. Their young players haven't progressed like you thought they would coming off the championship last year, and this is why they're starting. This is why they're a 500 team, why they can win at home most nights, but they can't win on the road. Your bench always plays better at home. Your bench doesn't play as well on the road, and this is the shining example of that. Wonder why the Warriors aren't any good? It's because they're not the same team they were last year, because all their young players, the guys they need to take big steps to have big roles, just aren't there.
Short rotation. We've seen Draymond Green blame himself in podcast form. He did go for 11, 13, and 9 tonight in his 37 minutes. Only took five shots. Poole was 2 of 10 from the field, and Looney did have 12 rebounds. So he did offer something, just not in the scoring column, just those 2 points. But 121-118, your final in OT. A couple of heady plays by the veterans, Horford and Jaylen Brown, that were really magnified on the broadcast before they topped it off and went to this wonderful Brooklyn-Phoenix game, because I needed another Suns game to watch during our show, Jason, because that's every night. But to your point, they've got to figure out how to steal minutes, because not only are they losing on the road now 5-18, those minutes on the legs are going to come back to haunt them if they're in the playoff hunt at all come April. Right, if the young guys can't get into the rotation now, suddenly down the stretch when you're fighting to get into the play-in rounds, or say you have a little bit of a surge and you're trying to avoid it, say you're able to claw to the six, that suddenly those guys are going to be able to play big minutes for you. It's just a recipe for disaster. And once again, we saw Jason Tatum, 9 of 27 from the field, so not the huge night there, but 34 and 19, did have 7 turnovers. But we have him and we have Jokic atop the heap in your MVP candidates. The only thing is that Tatum, I don't think, has anything cool like a farm like Luka talks about, or the sulky like Jokic has. We have to figure out what's his cool little angle that we can add in for his candidacy.
No. Listen, none of those guys are winning. Jalen Brunson is winning MVP. I'm sorry, Jalen Brunson. He scores 35 a night, and I get that now 35 is the new 25, or 25 is the new 35 now because of the way everybody
scores.
Is that
age
now,
or just scoring?
But still, I mean, scoring points a game. Jalen Brunson's your MVP.
Might
He's
be scoring
MVP
in the real world, too. Yes, but the a little more confidence. You've stabbed yourself in your career, so you're a little more confident shooting your shot. No pun intended.
Which gets you back to the Phoenix Suns in that crazy-ass story today. Jason Smith.
Yes. Yes, it does. See how it all blends together.
Oh, man. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Okay, so the first offensive/defensive coordinator opening we're going to tackle is the Ravens, because there's a lot of news surrounding what is now next for Lamar Jackson. Today, Greg Roman, offense coordinator for the Ravens, is stepping away for the good of the team, before he got fired, as they need to make different moves on offense. So this means, what does this mean for Lamar Jackson? Well, John Harbaugh, they had a big press conference today, talked a lot about Lamar, so he would be involved in their next search for the offensive coordinator, for their OC. And is he going to be their quarterback? Oh, John Harbaugh said he's 200% sure that Lamar is going to be with the Ravens next season.
Lamar Jackson is our quarterback. Everything we've done in terms of building our offense and building our team, how we think in terms of people and put people around them, is based on this incredible young man and his talent and his ability.
So what I want to know is, first of all, is this. Okay, is he still going to be in on the offensive coordinator search if he's on another team? Like when they trade him someplace else, is he still going? Like he's still going to get the Lamar? Like when Lamar is traded to the Jets and the Ravens have Zach Wilson and they hire Mike LaFleur as OC
Zach's backup.
Yeah, what are you doing?
When all of this happens, are they going to say, "Hey, Lamar, I know it's your old team, but you can. What do you think about that? Oh yeah, great hire. I'm really happy for them there in Baltimore. Oh, outstanding.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, I know what you were doing there. You invoking just a very subtle reference to the Carl Reiner speech in Ocean's 11. And once we get past the guys with the guns and the elevator, you know, and the cameras and all that, you know, it is a curiosity. I mean, Bobby Petrino, can he just leave a note at A&M and go get hired by the Ravens?
God, you really trust him to make it all the way through the season? You think he's going to make it, or is he going to?
I don't know. He helped Lamar once upon a time.
Okay.
So
okay.
Maybe it would be a happy reunion there.
He might crash his motorcycle on the way in.
Oh, whoa, hey, ho, oh, too soon, too soon, too soon.
Well, you know what? But he doesn't have to say allegedly because it happened.
That is true. That's why I just said too soon. It's not. It's not allegedly.
But is it too soon? That's a long time ago.
Frostberg says too soon things from like 1987, and he says too soon.
Well, you had to bring up Laker Celtics. Of course, it's contention
right.
for that.
Well, that's right. If it's something personal to him, too soon.
It's too soon.
If it's to, you know, America or any of our teams, he'll see us in hell. Hey, I mean, we know how this works.
Hey, remember Magic Johnson's air ball in the playoffs? Oh, too soon.
Dude,
too soon.
What? We talked about this.
Too soon. All right, now, hey.
This aggression will not stand.
But before I get to why this is just, you know, a fool's errand for the Ravens, let me give you a little bit of a positivity for the Ravens here for a second. Because I've told you, look, they could have paid Lamar Jackson. John Harbaugh said so many things today. Lamar's our guy. Lamar, he wants to be here. We want to sign him. All these things. Well, you could have done it already. You could have signed him at any time in the last couple of years. You didn't do it, right? But let's just be positive for a second and from the perspective that, okay, Lamar can stay a Raven. The only thing that's going to change anybody's mind and keep him a Raven is if what? Steve Bisciotti, the owner, decides, I'm okay guaranteeing him $250+ million, right?
Because
he wants more money than Deshaun Watson got, right? When Deshaun Watson got 230, that ruined it for everybody, right? Everybody wants their money guaranteed. So if Steve Bisciotti changes his mind, that's the only thing. If he changes his mind and wants to get, because that's what it is. We don't want to guarantee him all that money. That's why there's no contract, and Lamar wants it all guaranteed. If they change his mind, that would do it. And if you're ever going to change your mind, didn't the end of this season into the postseason tell you this would be the time to do it? Just to be positive before I just, you know, throw cold water all over this. Just to be positive, this would be the one time where you would say, okay, this is where I get it, because you saw how the season ended. They went from a really good offense. They were winning games. They're doing well. And suddenly, all right, Tyler Huntley comes in. And even though we think he's a great backup, he really isn't that good. He has trouble moving the team. He has a pretty decent wild card game, but boy, if they had Lamar Jackson, maybe they win that game. If anything changes Steve Bisciotti's mind, it's what you saw in the last few weeks. Now, again, wait till I'm loading up the cold water to pour it over it, but just that for a second, this would be the time to change his mind.
No, I mean, just an interesting couple of weeks, right? From the offensive side of things, clearly awful. Hundley did a good job in that opportunity that he had, and then they threw him under the bus. He was supposed to go low. We had it set up to go low, and look what he did. And defense did all they could against Joe Burrow and company. And so you leave. You got Dobbins talking about how didn't need to be babied, which I thought was kind of cool. But is it something that you said the quiet part out loud, as they say? That's behind closed doors to fight with. Well, I guess you wouldn't fight with Roman because he was too busy packing. But with Harbaugh and company, as you're going through to figure out the next iteration, but everybody coming forward talking about pay that man his money, going full rounders, Harbaugh with his 200%, and so you say all the right things to try to placate him. It doesn't matter if Bisciotti's not on board with an all-in offer cash-wise, and unfortunately, this is where we get back and forth on agents, right? I've operated my career without one, maybe to my disadvantage and loss, but, you know, opportunities are what they are. Circumstances, family, whatever, are what they are. For Lamar Jackson, you're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars, not only in your NFL contract, but whatever other endorsements and opportunities that you may never have seen or heard of, because we're talking about the family thing, right? So it has a cascading effect. But you also need to be able to have those open dialogues and it not be, as some would term it, hey, it can't be a distraction. Because how many guys have agents and marketing people and full teams of folks that are still, you know, we're still not talking about it in season, right? You know, we're not even having those discussions, i.e. I'm not involved with them. With Lamar, he's got no choice to be, mm-hmm. but to be, you know, with any kind of talk and to answer questions. And then taking the social media was just silly.
Oh, but that's what players do. It's their way to go, right?
I'm not appreciated. You got to appreciate what you have and all of those things. There's no other way to interpret that but a giant middle finger waving back and forth.
Of course.
You.
It's like in the movie when the hero's taken captive and they said, what are you going to do? And he goes, if they don't get a phone call from me in 10 minutes, everything goes to the cops, right? Like that's if you do this to me, I'm going to social media in 10 minutes. Oh, my goodness. But look. To put today in proper perspective, right? Here comes the cold water. Hold your nose. Here goes the cold water. This is what today was really about. The Ravens went overboard saying Lamar is going to be here. He's going to be our guy. Why? Why are they going over the top when clearly it has not gone this way for the past year plus? There's been no movement. There's been no acceptance. We don't know. The team doesn't even know when he's around, when he's there, when he's hurt. They have no idea. I'm not traveling with the team. They don't even know what's going on. All today was about was so, hey, when he leaves, we can be blameless. Right?
Well, everybody, I think there's the other part to it. Not that I want to bring Alec Baldwin into
but
it
everybody,
today.
Okay, well, let's be careful with that.
Well, ABC, always be
always
closing.
Always be closing, yes.
This is also the negotiation part of it, Jason, of if you want to come for him, we love him. So your offer is going to have to be massive.
No, but the thing is that is they're going over the top saying this because in the end, when he leaves, there's going to be a dejected and revolting fan base who are going to say, how did you let this guy, how did you let our franchise guy, our MVP, how did you let him walk? And they don't want to sit back and have to fight the battle of we got to move past Lamar on the field and off the field. They want the fans, they want the Raven Nation to know, they want the league to know, we tried, but he just wanted way, way, way too much. But you see how badly we want him, because we told you how badly we want him. What does today cost them? Nothing. It's a day of free publicity. Mm-hmm. We really, really, really want Lamar. Well, you know what happens in a month when suddenly the latest offer is rejected and you got the Jets and a bunch of teams calling saying, hey, how about this, how about this? Yeah, you forget about a day like today. You forget about it. Today was a free day for the Ravens to get out in front and say, hey, you want to leave Lamar? You're going to be the guy to look bad. Because we keep saying we want you. You're not saying that. We're going to come out and say how badly we want you. And then if you want out, you're going to be the bad guy. Now remember, all negotiations are a fight for between who's going to pay what to who. And also, if it doesn't work out, who's going to wind up winning that battle and who's going to be left holding the bag. And the Ravens don't want to be answering those questions. Again, it's one thing to move on from Lamar Jackson on the field, but it's another thing to have to fight that battle off the field as well, and they don't want to do that. They want to make it look like, hey, we tried, but he wanted to leave. It's what the Packers are going to do with Aaron Rodgers. It's what the Patriots did with Tom Brady. You see it now all the time. You want to go, we're going to make it look like you're the guy that wanted out.
Yeah, I think it comes back to the great Sting song off of the tribute to his hometown, the musical The Last Ship, which is fantastic. That ship has sailed.
All this time.
No.
Fields of Gold.
No, none of that
wrapped
was
around
in
your
a
finger.
Musical. It was a completely new and original Broadway play, you dope.
Da-do-do-do-da-da-da.
Now, that would be pretty cool, which is really what they kind of said for the last year. And now they're doing fuzzy math like they're Paul Rudd and Anchorman. But it's they've already lost that public relations with the with the world. Now, it's just the function of Lamar Jackson. How much did he lose with some of the social media for those that had been ardent supporters and, you know, retain him by any means necessary by putting out some of that? Because there's always going to be people that said you couldn't play. Right? How many NFL players went back and forth on it? Some saying, well, he shouldn't go anywhere near the field with that. I mean, Michael Vick was on the pregame show going, nah, put a brace on and get after it. Right? So, I mean, you got a conflict there and the mixed messages. And when you have loud voices and especially with former players that try to determine and give you an idea of what you can and can't play with, it starts to get a bit ugly, and the fan base will roll from there. By the way, your use of the word revolting there was also kind of interesting, because depending on the inflection and how you wanted to interpret it, you were either really mocking the Baltimore fan base and calling them revolting, or you were saying they were ready to go up against the squad. Obviously, you meant the latter, but the former was kind of funny, too. I'll have to send that air check to my friends in Baltimore and see how they respond.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Alex Teichert with the hot take of the night. What he just said to me seconds ago, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. What do you got there, AT?
Jason, it's quite simple. Everybody has their opinions. Everybody has their takes. Everybody blah, 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 blah. This is a simple thing for you, Jason.
Yeah.
This song is a top five song of all time.
We'll decide.
Wow, this is a song. Okay, so wait, what gets knocked out of the top five? Stairway to Heaven?
Yes.
Really? That's where we're knocking Stairway to Heaven out. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Okay.
We've already been to heaven. It's time to stop.
Born to Run.
You're a communist.
Born to Run gets knocked out too. Born to Run gets knocked out.
It might stay. It might stay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very. Okay.
Really? You've got Born to Run in your top five of all time?
No. I'm just.
No.
It's always.
What about Meet the Mets?
Meet the Mets is always number one. Meet the Mets. Beat the Mets.
Step number 597, but number one in Jason's heart.
Now, Born to Run's always in the top five of any top.
No
top
way.
500 songs of all time.
Running Up That Hill is up there.
No, it's not. It's the top 500 worst songs of all time. It's on that list. It's at the top of that. It's at the top of the hill of that list. No, it's always Stairway to Heaven.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears is nowhere near the top 500 songs of all time. Stop. It's Born to Run is always in the top five.
No way.
Satisfaction and Stairway to Heaven. Oof. And What's Going On. And
respect.
Yeah, those
come
are
on,
top
Jason.
Five.
Really, Bohemian Rhapsody is right.
Bohemian
there.
Rhapsody is right there too. Wait, sure. I don't know. Wait, Ty, shirt ahead of is Bohemian Rhapsody ahead
I'd
of behind Tears for Fears?
I have that in top five.
One by Metallica's right there.
Okay,
Bohemian Rhapsody might just fall behind Tears for Fears.
Oh,
maybe
behind.
Right behind.
So,
they're neck and neck right now.
Because I know, I know the creation of those songs is very similar.
Hotel.
I just pulled up the Rolling Stone, the latest top 500.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On was number 8.
Oh, all right.
No way.
All right.
Stop. I mean, Smells Like Teen Spirit's got to be up there.
That's number five.
Hotel California.
Sure. That's up
like
there.
Like a Rolling Stone.
But I don't know. Tears for Fears might be better than all of them. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It is.
Definitely better than Bob Dylan. Absolutely. Definitely better. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Way better.
I Am Comfortably Numb. Pink Floyd's got to be up there.
Pink Floyd. Yep. Comfortably Numb. Wish You Were Here.
Dude, I went to Billboard, and number one on Billboard is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. This list is terrible.
I thought you were going to say Blinded by the Light by Manfred
Mann. Ripped up.
No, I went to Greatest of All Time, 100 Songs, and they have that as number one.
That's
not even on my top 20.
That is like greatest.
Top 20.
That is like.
I'm just saying. It's not even on my top 20.
Like top 500 songs of all time for people who just started listening to the radio in 2020.
No.
I just started listening to music 3 years ago. It's a great song of all time.
It doesn't have to be old to be a classic.
Right.
Hey, speaking of that, is Byron Leftwich old or a classic? Or is he neither?
He's not top five.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers fire their offensive coordinator today. He was a hot head coaching candidate a year ago. A year later, the offense in Tampa went downhill. Tom Brady's future is undecided. He's leaving to go to another team, and he's not coming back to Tampa. And I don't know what the Bucs were trying to accomplish other than, okay, we need a new voice in there for whoever the next quarterback it's going to be, because this ain't bringing Brady back. This is not one of those, oh, you're getting rid of Byron Leftwich. Oh, I will so come back. No, Tom Brady is hell and gone from Tampa. He's not coming back. The only question is he going to play another team, or is he going to retire? He wants to play in another team. He doesn't want to retire. But no matter what, he ain't going back to Tampa. This is a move for the future, and let's get somebody new in there. And Todd Bowles saying, give me one more year to make sure I can get this thing going right. Maybe we'll trade for Baker Mayfield. We'll figure something out. But this is not getting you to keep Tom Brady.
Yeah, what a mess this is, right? All the assistant coaches get gutted, and you've cleaned out the insides, yet you've still got Todd Bowles waving at you from the sideline. So that is a curiosity, no doubt. For Brady and his future, we talked about it a bunch while you were out yesterday, Ornberger in and hanging out. And, you know, he theorized, and we were kicking around more and more. You know, the Sean Payton just goes back if he wants to coach New Orleans, and Brady shows up there, and then they wave at everybody is still in that division. But for the Tampa side of it, is Bruce Arians coming back down to run stuff? Right, you get rid of Leftwich on a day when you already know all these other offensive coordinators are being cycled out. Are you finding something better? Is this just we know there were issues between Brady, and it's all theory, right? Brady versus Leftwich in terms of how they work the offense and disagreements and everything. Kind of like he had with Arians when he first got there, right? When before they had their butt heads over a bye week and then came out like gangbusters thereafter. Look, there was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of injuries. You did have your principal receivers for a good chunk of the season, but no discernible run game, and your offensive line was Swiss cheese. So lots of that beyond the control of what Leftwich would be able to do. But as we've talked about and gone through the process ever since Chris Carter really said it on that morning show, you got to have a fall guy, and they decided Byron Leftwich was going to be the guy. Is it a Hail Mary to keep Brady? Maybe. Might just be, you know, Todd Bowles decided let's get rid of and ownership. Let's get rid of a lot of the guts of what Bruce Arians had in here and try to rebuild it.
And, you know, the other thing is this is how fast you fall out of favor as a hot head coaching candidate.
Sure.
A year ago, he was going to be the head coach of the Jaguars, right?
Well, but at least he had connections there, so
yeah,
that was part
but
of
he,
it,
but
right?
he also pulled a power play. He wanted Trent Baalke out, and then he pulled his name out of consideration when it was down to him and Doug Peterson, and now he's not sniffing a head coaching job. This is why when they want you, you gotta go. I get that you think, okay, I got a lot of power here, and I don't want to go into a situation where I'm not put in a position to succeed. But sometimes it's like, this is the job they're offering, and if I have a bad year as an OC, they're not calling. Guess what? Nobody's calling for Byron Leftwich. Think he would do that over again if he had a choice from last year to this? Of course he would. You can't be that choosy because you can get to be a not hot hire that quickly.
Well, one of the things we've talked about a lot on the show is, you know, the stability of NFL teams. You can count them on one hand how that works out.
Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike. It's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, the NFL story you didn't know you need, but in fact we all need it. TireRack.com studios.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro: amazing taste. Pro: pairs well with anything. Pro: probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.